Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
We touched on one or two aspects related to dua and the importance of dua. The first was that a person never gives up dua. Every day of his life, dua is an essential part of his day. Secondly, the statement of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, "You don't have the ability to answer prayers, but you have the ability to pray. You don't have the ability to answer du'as, but what Allah has given you is the ability to make du'a. So use that ability and the power that Allah has given you." One or two etiquettes related to du'a. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard a person making du'a, and the moment he raised his hands, he started asking for his needs. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam listened to this, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba, "Ajila hadha." This person, he is being very hasty. He's hasty, he's rushing through his dua. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us the etiquette. He says, "Idha da'a ahadukum falyabda bi tahmidillahi wa thana'i alayhi." He says, listen, when you make dua, start your dua by heaping praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and singing the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Allah until you are left with no more vocabulary to praise Allah. Number one. Then he says, "Thumma salli 'ala an-nabi." Then send salat and salam upon your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is one of the vital ingredients and elements in order for our du'as to earn acceptance. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, you start your du'a with durood and you end your du'a with durood if you want your du'a to be accepted by Allah. Otherwise it remains suspended and doesn't earn acceptance in the court of Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us the etiquette. First, praising Allah, glorifying Allah, sending salat upon your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Thumma yas'al ma sha'." Then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever permissible needs it is that you have presented before Allah. May Allah grant us the understanding.